down to Story Corner, and I have something to tell you that has a nice lesson, a nice motto. It's a fable called The Dream Man. Not the ice cream man, but the Dream Man. Once upon a time, long, long ago, in the world past the stars in the sky, there was an old man who was a master at building dreams. To find the man who weaved the dreams, a seeker would have to travel over land and over sea. Late one night, just before the Dream Man was about to flop up his cloud and put his head to rest on a bed of hope, he heard the ringing of heavenly bells. Heavenly bells. What we need is some sound effects there. Can you do heavenly bells? Okay, we'll see. And when the Dream Man peeked through the slit in the sky, the Dream Man saw a lady of the earth standing off in the mist. Since the light had not yet turned to day, the Dream Man welcomed his unexpected guest and gave her a cloud of her own for the night. But no sooner had she settled in, the sun began to rise and took the darkness from her eyes. The lady of the earth, weary from travel, and also weary from the chaos and stress of the world she left behind, had no desire to get up at the crack of dawn. So when she asked if there was such a thing as breakfast in bed, the Dream Man, like a magician on a stage, pulled a bowl of cherries and a basket of muffins from his sleeve. But after their feast, there were no more tricks, for the Dream Man knew there was work to be done. Blinded by disappointment and fear in the land where peace and harmony no longer reigned, the Lady of the Earth lost the hope that once filled her dreams. The dreams that she dreamed were locked inside, barred from being shared with the people of the world. And now, with the task of bringing to the lady's heart what she longed for in her mind, the Dream Man shared the secrets of how dreams are really made. To find a place where hope can grow on the sphere that spins below, the Dream Man told the lady that she would have to lighten her load. It's not the weight that's measured in pounds on a tiny scale, he said, but the thoughts of the mind, that weigh the most. From the life he once lived, the Dream Man knew the importance of confronting the pain that lingers within. And once the rubble has been cleared, the Dream Man said, with compassion in his voice and love on his lips, whoever does the digging will get closer to his or her dreams. The Dream Man explained that for some, the power behind a dream is like a locomotive pushed by steam. For others, dreams are seedlings of great trees. But whether you are a train going down a track or a leaf on a branch, the Dream Man... Okay, we have a comedian here today, Don, and that's cool. I like that. Little extra comedy effect. But whether you are a train, look what you did to me. You messed up my reading. But whether you are a train going down a track or a leaf on a branch, the Dream Man reminded the lady that dreams are deeply rooted in the ground of desire. And all faithful listeners to Stress Talk know I'm always talking about passion and burning desire. Burning desire, the burning desire that we need to effectively manage the stress in our lives. Back to the Dream Man. So if you wrap your dreams in hope and hold your thoughts in your heart, your dreams will eventually be all that you, the dreamer, dreams. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end or the finish or the finale to our fable of the day here on Story Corner. That came from beautiful writings by Vara Kameen, who I love to read on the air. And I think it's storming outside, by golly. Here in Moreno Valley, 87 degrees, and we're having a shower. That's wonderful. A thunderstorm. Donnie, you're very, very good. We're going to get along just fine. Stress Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Joseph Lemon, your host, psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, and also certified, legalized marriage and family therapist.